This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy, thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer.
Ahead of the huge match tonight between Richmond and Melbourne, joining us from the Triple MCG, it's JZ Clark.
If it's happening in footy,
one of the biggest stories of the season has just dropped.
This man will be all over it.
Have a go at Jay-Z. He's everywhere.
I know, he knows everything.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
How are you, mate? You big bowling ball? You good?
It's Jay-Z Clark.
All right, he's at the MCG, okay. And that's probably a good thing.
Oh, why? What would you do?
I had enough of him.
What would you do?
Now, he's given me the order that he wants stuff done in, and I know he wants to talk about Tommy Barras. But someone told me that you have now, you've been after LDU for a month and a half. Now you're putting clubs up that are into him. This is a man that's contracted through to the end of next year. And if you don't back off the Kangaroos, I'm going to belt you in your tubby little cellulite guts.
Good afternoon to
hey,
you,
Jay.
Jim. Hello, Rabs, and hello, Bill.
Hello, Jay-Z.
I know you're abrasive tone, Jim, but this has been a 60-minute style investigation into his contract situation, Luke Davies.
Through to the end of next year and a good, loyal boy.
Let him talk, Jim.
And I knew this would get your knickers in a twist, Jim, to be honest. And that's why I saved it for a Wednesday, so we could come on and
you be at the bloody G
and duke it out. But this is the thing, Jim, right? He will become the country's most sought after player next year. And if your mob don't finally start bloody winning some games, he might be packing his bags for another team, because we know how good a player he is. And it would not shock me to see St Kilda in particular genuinely write him an 8-figure check. Not just 7, 8, 9 million. I'm talking $10 million plus. He's a Bayside boys from down that way, Jim. They need some class for that midfield. And when you've won only 19 games out of your first 90, you do become frustrated.
Contracted
as a
to the end of next year, Jay-Z, and loyal.
Yes,
and a good boy.
Jim.
So that
10
is my
million
point.
Can change your loyalty.
I think that you would find that would be matched anyway, because he's a restricted free agent. So they'll just match it and he stays anyway, Jay-Z. And but he gets his coin.
He will watch Ben Mackay stride out here at this magnificent football ground in the red
now
and
you're
black.
Up Ben Mackay.
And Anzac Day, it'll be a full house out here, Jim.
Look
and
at the stupid head on him. Just because you're at the G,
he's firing
you're starting
some
to
shots.
Roll this crap out. Seriously.
But you do make a
he's
good
from
point.
Rye.
Because
yeah. Is he from Rye?
He's from Rye.
But he lives in Hampton.
He'd buy Rye for 10 mil.
So he is a restricted free agent for next year.
Yes.
So talks are off. So North Melbourne at the moment, behind the scenes, Brady Rawlings is as busy as you can imagine, trying to get his signature on the dotted line. But LDU is concentrating on his football. He will put it off till next year. And clearly the direction of the football club will become part of that decision, because, Jim, ever since you left, and I feel like we discuss this a lot. Ever since you left, the club has languished, and Clarko today spoke about, you know, the patience and the effort they're putting in and development and education. But the reality is, as much as they need to attract top-line talent, if they don't start having some success, they will lose their top-line talent.
You better...
So are you... I know we're having a bit of a joke, but is there any
straighten
concern...
Straighten your attitude up, or...
Is there any concern whatsoever? Because you've left...
The thing that I said to old bearded bloody
Damo.
Brisbane Lion.
No,
Leroy. He can get bounced out into Bendigo FM real smart, and you can head the same way if you keep going down this path. Now, Tommy Barras.
Oh, we love this, because they tried the good bloke theory, didn't they, Jay-Z?
As you would, Bill.
Yes.
I think every AFL player fronts the tribunal, as you guys predicted, will be trying to play the good bloke card. And Tommy Barras, in his defence, is an excellent bloke.
He is one
who genuinely should be playing this, but his appeal was dismissed. The one-match suspension will stand. So you remember he dump-tackled Michael Walters. And I think, it wasn't a massively dangerous tackle, I wouldn't have thought. So it was worth a throw at the stumps. He's been unsuccessful, so he'll miss that clash against the Gold Coast. There was some interesting byplay, though, in the tribunal case.
Some character, please. Some character references. Tell us about that.
Well, everyone's spruiking what a good bloke he is, how much work he's done in the community. He's got an IQ of 999 or something
like
that.
They brought all this up to him. And he's engaged man with two beautiful children.
His old man, Jay-Z, used to be the editor of the West. I don't know if he still is.
Did they bring that up?
He was. He should have brought that up.
Yeah. And didn't, was Bill, didn't they bring in what happened, what was said between Michael Walters and Tommy Barras on the field?
Yeah, after the they shook hands at the end and he said, there you go. And he said, I'm good. You'll be fine. No worries. That was Michael Walters. So they brought that up, said that after the game.
And, so then,
and made beautiful two kids, Ellie and Seamus, and engaged. Oh, he's a very nice dad. He's got a lot of interest. What else? References from Jeremy McGovern and former Eagles chairman Russell Gibbs. What a good bloke he is, Jim. It. His work in community, what he's been doing. It's unbelievable what they went through. And it didn't work.
It didn't work.
It was unsuccessful. Didn't so he's going to be missing for that clash against Gold Coast. I think Harley Reid is also going to be out.
Rested.
Manage his
what the
body.
Hell's that? This is a young man who's tearing the comp to shreds, Jay-Z.
Seems extraordinary. Something about the travel as well. Like I don't know. Has he not been on a plane before?
Imagine a 19-year-old playing as well as he is, and then being told you're out.
It was down. It was up to the Gold Coast or across to the Gold Coast. He might have stayed a couple of days. Mightn't have found him.
Let him loose on Cavalier.
Yes, I think he's got more professionalism than you.
No, he'll go to that joint we went to, Jim.
You went to.
And then the kebab joint.
Hollywood's. All right, Jay-Z, what else have we got? Essendon tomorrow.
Yes, it's a massive game here. Cannot wait for it. Essendon versus Collingwood, of course. Going to be very interesting with Essendon's team changes. So they are expecting to play all the bigs, as I understand it. So with Peter Wright back in, plus the two ruckman, Goldstein. I mean, he came to Essendon to play in the big games. How could they drop him? Plus Sammy Draper, of course.
They drop you off this
So who gets dropped? Who's out?
Maybe Elijah Sardis. So they take out a small, maybe bring in a big for a small. Maybe
he's going to be tall.
Misses out. I think Dylan Shield was pushing for a game. He might be a bit unlucky. But Essendon on the tear 4-2 start. Very nice, of course. That win over Adelaide is controversial as it was. But also interesting with the, you've been following the Chinese swimming controversy, Bill.
Yeah, well, that was, yes, in the latest Pan Pacs or whatever's going on there.
So an alleged cover-up of the 21 swimmers.
That's
may
right.
or may not have tested positive and then was sort of put under the carpet or something like that. All allegations, of course. Well, Nathan Lovett-Murray, the former bomber, has accused WADA of double standards because if the swimmers are going to be let off in those circumstances, then how did the Bombers miss, the Essendon 34, miss a year of footy? He said all those charges should be removed, of course, the Bombers throughout all the supplement scandal, and that the Brownlow medal, Joe Watson's Brownlow medal, should be returned. So that's come back up in the news. I'm not sure that Job's been able to watch a Brownlow medal count since, to be honest. So that's obviously had a bit of a personal toll on him.
All right, Jay-Z, we're just going to hold you for a second. We've got more coming next. Maybe.
No, definitely.
No, Jim's going to have a chat.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Could you bring in an interpreter?
Sorry, Bill.
Interpreter.
Thank you. Have a third go.
Well, can you bring in someone that can speak his language?
Now, Ross, the boss, spoke today. Very sensitive issue, Jay-Z.
Yes, so the passing of Harley Balick, the former Fremantle and Melbourne midfielder, a very talented footballer from back in the day, but clearly had some personal problems. So in the Herald Sun today, it's been revealed that his passing has become the focus of a Sports Integrity Australia investigation in relation to the AFL's illicit drugs policy. And today, Harley's father, Eddie, has spoke out critically of the AFL, saying that there should have been more support and more done to help save his son. Ross Lyon, the St Kilda coach, who was coach at the Dockers at the time, spoke today.
Yeah, I was Fremantle coach at the time, and I was, and I think the Balick family will tell you, in particular his mum, I was very close to Harley, had a personal relationship, spent a lot of time one-on-one with Harley, so I understand it deeply. But it's not for me to dive into it. I think if the AFL illicit policy is really about that medical model, my experience and what Harley shared with me, he clearly sat in where he needed support and medical attention. And because I've got no visibility on really what occurs behind the scene, but you just make the judgment that occurred. So, look, who wants to, you know, to lose a son, a daughter? It's very emotional even talking about him. So I think I'll leave it there, and he's a pretty special young man.
So he's visibly emotional at that point, Ross. He's quite upset towards the end of that press conference. You can see on the cameras, he sort of wipes his eyes a little bit. So he was close with Harley. They did spend a lot of time together, and the Fremantle Football Club did put a lot of support around him. Unfortunately, he did pass, which is terrible for his family and friends, quite obviously. So that is the focus of a Sports Integrity Australia probe at the moment, and very difficult circumstances. But clearly what Ross is saying there is, you know, when this bobbed up as a news story a couple of weeks ago regarding the AFL's illicit drugs policy, there was a criticism around the players who take the mickey, who know they're taking drugs to go out and have parties and sort of enjoy themselves or live large. That's one sort of slice. The other people, and this is where the AFL say its illicit drugs policy is largely designed around, it's to support people like Harley. And that is what Ross Lyon is saying. He had a genuine problem and he was in the medical model to help try and improve his life off the field. So this will continue to be a bit of a story and a bit of an unfortunate one, Jim.
The doctor involved, surely there's a patient-doctor confidentiality around what happened when he was under his care.
Yes, well, Harley did go to Melbourne where Dr. Zeeshan Aryan was at the time. So he's obviously involved in a bit of a legal situation with the Melbourne Football Club. But this is a Sports Integrity Australia probe. So they're trying to get to the bottom of things with the AFL illicit drugs policy, Jim. But I understand your point. Dr. Zeeshan Aryan is in a bit of a battle with the Melbourne Football Club at the moment. Hey, moving on to the Western Bulldogs.
Big game, Freo Western Bulldogs. That's a huge game.
It certainly is. Do you remember when Rory Lobby first played against his former Fremantle teammates? He copped a bit of stick from his former Dockers. So it'll be interesting to see where that happens again. Good news is that Tommy Liberatore, the hard nut inside on baller, he'll be back for the Bulldogs. Remember, he missed a week because he was put in concussion protocols because he mysteriously fell over on field late in that loss to Essendon. But he'll be back and has been telling his friends for the past 10 days, really, that he is absolutely fine.
Jamara?
I expect him not to play. So he was out training today, Bill, and did the bulk of the main session and looked okay from all reports, but missed last week with some personal issues. He's got a family sort of situation back there in Framlingham near Warrnambool. So he has missed some training. Expect him not to be on the plane to take on the Dockers in the West. So they'll miss him again, but the Western Bulldogs in a lot better form. So Rory Lobb might keep his spot in place of Jamara Ugle-Hagan. They'll try and get some training into him next week and see him back into the forward line.
What do you think of Toby Green now, Jay-Z Clark?
Yeah, see, I'm probably in the minority here, Jim. I think he should have been suspended. Because if he isn't, how on earth does the game adjudicate these sort of aerial contests? For mine, there is clarity around if you hit a player in the head in a bump and don't make a genuine attempt for the ball or take the mark or even touch the footy, then you are liable in my view. So for me, that is a clear line, and I thought he should have been suspended. But I'm probably in the minority, Jim. What do you think?
No, I'm with you. The new adjudication is if you elect to leave the ground and then you tuck up in a bumping motion and make contact with the opposition player's head, you're in trouble. Regardless of whether that, you know, was avoidable or whatever, you know, if your eyes come off the ball and that's what happens, then you know, we're just going to have to accept going forward that's ruling.
Yeah. Speaking of the Giants, Sam Taylor, any update there?
Yeah, so he is, speaking of free agents next year, he is amongst those top four or five. So we mentioned Luke Davies. Uniacke will be highly sought after. GWS is having good talks with his management, and I would expect he will be signed on a $1.2, $1.3 million deal over 6 or 7 years by the end of the year.
Oh, $10 million.
Doubt the Giants will let it go till next year. He's an absolute superstar. The other man who's out at Fremantle, free agent for next year, Jim, is your nephew, young Andrew Brayshaw.
So you're shopping him around as well.
Why don't you get on the campaign trail and try and bring
him back
to Garden Street?
Bring him back.
Look at this mischievous little gnome on the screen.
Get out there and start. Come on, Jim.
Beat the drum.
You're just throwing. All you're doing is throwing darts at a board. And if you throw enough, one might end up a bullseye, Jay.
I tell you what he's going to get, Jim. That's a massive pay rise, or a decent pay rise. There's no doubt about that. The other one is Oscar Allen out there at West Coast, who's a free agent next year. So this is the thing. They call this pre-agency. So next year they become free agents. So this is a very busy year for clubs who have to try and re-sign players in their seventh year so they don't become free agents. They're not available next year. So they do a lot of work this year to ensure that they are signed up before then. However, I think Luke Davies.
Enough of you. As we mentioned, thanks, Jay-Z. Enough from you.
Well done, Jay-Z.
Good thing we're not coming together Saturday either because it'll give me enough time by next week to bloody get you out of my sights. Now, good calling tonight.
Thank you, Jim. If your footy club can get off the canvas and win a couple of games, and he might be okay.
Just turn him off.
Good boy, Jay-Z. Well,
I like it. In fact, I think the whole industry has for the minute. You can have a little spell.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Thanks to the Ford Ranger Raptor. Back in stock and now available at your local Ford dealer. Test drive one today.